Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I'm just going to share verse 23, scriptures for communion, and then we'll take communion. We'll continue to worship till the end. So that's about six more songs. That way you can go over as so you can say, hey, Pastor Steve's not the only one that goes over. The worship team goes over. Yeah. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul goes on, verse 23. He says, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken to you, and do this in remembrance of me. And in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. To do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. You know, when I read this, I think about Jesus in John. When he told the people that to eat of his body and to drink my blood, and that he was the bread of life. The people, some of his disciples were didn't understand that. And so many of them left him. And then he turned to his disciples. He said, will you too also leave? And Peter, he said something that I think it got me to think. He said, Lord, where could we go? Or who could we go to? You have the words of eternal life. And I often ask myself that. Lord, what is it in this life that I am tied down to that I would go to when, Lord, you're the only one that can satisfy me. You have the words of eternal life. I have salvation because of what you have done for me. And I will always remember every time I take communion what you have done for me, laying your life on the cross down, all that you suffer. And as often as I have that sweet communion with you, Lord, that relationship with you, I will proclaim your death, your life, your death, your burial, your resurrection, and your return. And that's what Jesus wants us to do. He wants us to continue to share what he has done for us. And as we take communion, let's just take a few moments right now, and I want you to think about that statement that Peter said, Lord, where could we go and to whom could we go to? Because you have the words of eternal life. So take this moment and check your life before the Lord. And anything in your life right now that you need to surrender, now's the time to do it. And so let's just take this moment right now. Father, as we gather together and as we take communion, that word communion, sweet koinonia, that word itself is beautiful in the Greek. It's beautiful. It talks about having that oneness. You can't even define it in English terms. It's so personal, so in-depth, the deepest, most personal relationship that we could ever have with somebody is with you, Christ, is with you, Jesus, and what you have done for us, Lord. If we were the only person, if you were the only person on this earth, Jesus, you would have still came and died for us, Lord, for me. If I was the only one to walk this earth, you still would have made that available that I can be in heaven with you. And so, Father, as we take communion, as we drink this cup, which represents your blood, the blood that was shed for us, the blood that you tell us in Revelation that we will overcome the enemy by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb, the blood that was shed for us, that we can experience grace, that unmerited favor to come into the throne room, that we can go directly to the Father through Christ as our mediator. as our ambassador, as our life giver. Lord, we thank you for dying on that cross. There was no other way. The enemy tried to give you another way, but you didn't take it. You took the right way, and that's what we want to do, Lord. Lord, follow in your footsteps. Take the right way. And as we take the bread, you said that was broken, your body that was broken for us, we're to do it all in remembrance of you. So bless us, Lord. Clear our minds and our thoughts. Cleanse us. Heal our bodies. Heal our souls. Heal our spirits. Father, bring complete healing. Father, that we can end and continue to run our race and end well with you, Lord. You're coming back. It's just a matter of time. And Father, we want to end well, Lord. We want to end with the name of Jesus on our lips, Jesus in our hearts. And so, Father, I pray for you, the anointing of your Holy Spirit to fall fresh upon us, that you will pour out your mercy, which is new every morning, that you would give us the peace that passes all earthly understanding, that you would give us the joy that's unspeakable and full of glory, that you will give us that grace, continue grace, that lifestyle of grace, that unmerited favor, that you would give us the new living hope, that you would open the floodgate of heaven and you would pour this upon us as we come together as one, one spirit, one body, one hope. And we take communion, Father, and we do it in remembrance of what you did for us. And we give you all the glory and all the honor. And everybody said, amen. Let's partake together. So remember today, remember and think about that, what Peter said. Where could I go, Lord, or who could I go to? For you have the words of eternal life. Remember those. That statement, remember, and make it personal. Because there is no other place or no other we can go to or where we can be, like that song, there's no other place, that one song. There's no other place I can be. Or did I just make it up? Maybe I just made it up. I don't know. No place I'd rather be. Yeah, it is a song, right? I didn't make it up. I didn't dream it. So let's worship, and we'll worship till we'll play worship a couple more songs, and then see you here, there, or in the air. Amen.
See on the hill of Calvary, my Savior bled for me. My Jesus set me free. Look at the wounds that give me life, grace flowing from His side. No greater sacrifice. What He's done. The glory and the honor to the Son. My sins are forgiven. My future is heaven. I praise God for what He's done.
Praise God for what he's done. Also, I forgot to mention this, but Helen, she's back there in the sound booth too, so she still will, but she's not leaving us, so she still will be there. And she does a great job because, you know, the bugle in the military to get people up, well, she's the bugle for the church to say, yee-haw! And that's going to go down in history here. So keep her in prayer so she's here. And continue to do what the Lord, what he's done. Continue to live it. Not just hear it, but live it, guys. And we're excited. And God bless you. And yeehaw. God bless.